the dynamic duo are ready to show us your mastery, I'm going to turn everything over to you.
We are ready to go.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, well, before you jump in, yes, no, thank you. And before you get started, the one thing that I would like to contribute from Lesson 7 is permanent. To add upon what I said last week, getting unstuck. Being stuck is not permanent. This may be a choice to get unstuck. The call is you.
That's a good thing. Being stuck is not permanent. I love that.
Who else do we have here?
This is Vera.
Hello, Vera.
Hello, and I want to comment on what Van said, being stuck. We feel like that, you know, many times, and I feel like that too, for a long time, I think. And I'm in this group just to, you know, same reason like you guys are, and for the support and being connected, and that I think will help us to be unstuck, because we need to be connected to Niken, to people that we know, our upline, and all of that. So it's really helpful what we're doing here, and I'm really appreciating all of you. So I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate you, and yes, it's definitely important to stay in contact with people in one way, shape, or another, whether it's the sizzle calls or doing the ICANN homework and having a call once a week.
Really. Thank you for your input, Vera.
Thank you.
Hi. Hello, this is Tyra, New Jersey.
Hello, Tyra.
Hi, everyone.
What are you?
Nora, Missouri.
Rita Hanley Hampshire.
Good.
Hello, Rita.
Hi, everybody. We're actually started already because Vance is at a birthday party for his middle child. And so Ron and I are facilitating tonight. And we're ready to listen to everybody's wonderful input of Lesson 7. One of the biggest things is that I got out of it is we exist to serve the customer. And when we take the right principle and the action to serve the customer, it's a win-win situation for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who's next?
I'd like to take you back on that. This is Sandra.
Oh, boy, Sandra.
Okay, all right. Our job, our pleasure, our privilege is to serve the customer. And sometimes it's a challenge to know what would best serve a certain person. And so I totally agree with that. And what happened to me this past week, there was a particular opportunity. And I actually had the nerve to debate whether to call a certain consultant and let her know, because she has a very strong accent. And I did not know what the procedure would be for the call that night. So thinking that that person was going to take a lot of time with us trying to understand her and her trying to understand us, I actually had the nerve, and I'm ashamed of it, to wonder whether or not to include her. And up from the inside, I heard me say in my mind, how would you want to be treated? I said, oh, my goodness. That is on time. Needless to say, I called her and texted her, and she was on the line, and I was really glad I did. I'm so glad we have ICANN, which helps us to go by principle, not by emotion.
Beautiful. Definitely. You took the action, and you were on principle. Yay, Sandra.
And it felt good.
Yes.
I'll go. This is Lucretia.
Hi, Lucretia.
So just even what everybody has said with principle and action, what stuck out for me was we keep doing the right things until they become habits. So as we continue to reach out to people and connect with them, it all of a sudden, whether sooner or later, just becomes a habit as long as we keep doing the right thing. Also the access, give me a solution to help me out in a bind. So people are hurting. They want a solution. They want to feel better. And then giving them that intimacy in that process.
Perfect. Definitely. Good job.
Hi, this is Rita. Three quick things. Treat others as you would like to be treated, the golden rule. Change happens only with action, not intentions. And customize to each individual need of each customer. I have some customers that will only deal with the internet, putting it in themselves. They appreciate a call or an update about the specials and things along that line, and others where I have to call their orders in, period, for them. So each one is individual.
And that's a perfect way to look at it. Each one is individual, and you're only dealing with one person at a time, and you can be on principle that way. That's great.
Thank you.
Yes. Next.
Norma, go real quick. Just real quick ones. I just, you know, it doesn't hurt so bad when you realize it's not personal and it's not permanent. So you can just say next and keep on going and don't have to get your feelings hurt.
Exactly. It takes a load off, doesn't it?
For sure.
Yeah. Great.
Hi, this is Liz in Ohio. Good evening, everyone. I've learned that every time I take the class, I learn how to add confidence to myself in speaking to other people about the products we have, and then later call them back later and see, just to touch base with them again. That's what I learned.
Great. Yeah. The added confidence that this class has given to all of us, I think, is something that I don't think we realized was going to happen. It just kind of snuck up on us, but we all feel more confident. That's wonderful. Who else? Any other guys online? Where's Norm?
Unmute myself.
There you are.
What did you?
People buy the product when they perceive they need the product. That's something I've got to learn.
A good one. And.
Yeah, they might not even, they might not have any idea of what we have, so.
Right, the principle is to offer the customer something that no one else can. That really struck me.
Good.
And that's something we really have the ability to do, that's for sure.
Wonderful.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
How you doing? This little excerpt I really like a lot. It really resounds home with me. I just say no. If my mind tries negative babbling, I immediately take positive action, something that seems doable. I don't think about how hard it is. I just do it. Do my feelings follow? Do I suddenly feel better? No, not always, and not right away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely true.
But having that little guidance there, having that little excerpt there as a guidance for us really helps, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good. Who else is here?
Patty Jane of Falls Church.
All right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I find working, striving to consistently work on with principle that I don't have to worry about my short-term memory so much.
That's a great one. Anybody else have an example this, from this week where the three P's popped up for them?
Yes, sorry. This is Carly, and I went to unmute myself, and I totally disconnected.
Oh, no. Oh. You're back, though. Yay.
But I'm back, yeah. Got to love technology. I also added a fourth P called persistence, is because they may not need or want to hear about what you have now, but their lives are always changing, and something may have happened to them in their life that they're now there. If you check in with them, just see how they're doing, then they may be more open to hearing what you have to say.
Ooh, I like that, adding a fourth P to it, persistence. Yeah, that's great.
Especially in times like this, just checking in with people to see how they're doing.
For sure.
I have a little different take on the three P's. It's not personal in relation to me. My difficulty in being able to create change in my life is not personal because I accumulated that baggage unaware of what I'm doing. And it's not permanent. Now that I'm aware of what I have done, I can find and use new tools to make the changes. Like we were talking about earlier, you know, being on these calls, doing the ICANN work. And it's not pervasive. Many times it feels as though current circumstances are not going to end, and that's not true. Because in lesson four, we learn that pressure is required to make a diamond. The non-pressure route only makes soot.
Mm.
Ooh. Good.
That was a good one. Definitely wrong.
I like that.
This is Janice.
Oh, hi, Janice.
Yes. I took some notes. Listening and responding to what our customers say, and this just always planting seeds. What I was thinking as I was listening to everybody is it just feels so good, so great that we all have the same challenges. And so to walk together, you know, in this business really works. It only works if you work it and live in the solution and take positive actions. And until one is committed, there is hesitancy. Our people need us to have integrity, access, experience, price, and be their agent and inspire them. And customizing the products and service to meet their needs. And remember that we are a hybrid company. We're a hybrid business. There's no one like us.
Indeed, Janice. Definitely. So, working together, we can all make a difference for so many people, including ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Renee. It's Jeannie in Phoenix.
Hey, Jeannie.
How are you?
Great. Yeah.
I figure I'll follow Janice because she's in Phoenix. So.
Logic.
Yeah. Everything that everybody's saying is like, oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. But I think for me this week, it was find a regular way to talk to people or to talk to your customers and ask permission. Like if you're going to text them information. And when I read that, I thought I have two people that came to mind that, you know, about the special and all of that. They don't have the email. They don't get the email. They took their email off of the company list or whatever, customer list. So I have it and I could send it to them, but they asked if, last time I talked to him, if I would text them the specials, and they would love to keep up that way. So finding a regular way to talk to each one and what would be best for them instead of just blasting stuff out, although I do blast stuff out still. But I think it's more personal, you know, that way for the customer. That was a long explanation, sorry.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's definitely good.
We had something similar as far as contacting all our customers. I got the idea from somebody not even having anything to do with me, Ken, but was a network. There is a network marketer, and it was sending a thank you email to all your customers. So we had two emails. One was thanking the people that have recently bought something for that purchase, and then we included the specials on the end of that, and then we had one for people that hadn't bought in a long time, thanking them for their past purchases and just letting them know that we were still here working on helping whoever wanted with their help. And then we're going to follow up with everybody.
Right.
Also.
Calling or texting. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm hearing a theme tonight. The last two times when we came to Chapter 7, there was a lot about the three Ps and in how it had to do with the individual. Tonight, the focus has switched. It's not on us anymore. It's on customers and what we're doing for our customers. I'm hearing it through the majority of people talking tonight. And I think that's an amazing switch of taking the focus off from ourselves and having the confidence to make a be on our customers. I like it. Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. Hi,
yeah.
This is Tyra. And
Tyra.
What popped up for me was one thing was when I'm looking at the customer, taking care of the customer, serving the customer, what came up for me is including not just the customer, but also the consultants that I have working with me. I say they're my customers too. And then including myself, I am a customer. I'm my own customer. And so so bringing it back home, I keep reminding myself I'm no good to anybody if I'm not taking care of myself. And so, so that I keep being reminded in the conversation that comes up for me, given I work 9 to 5 and doing Nika part-time, is a conversation I don't have any time. I don't have enough time. You know, I really just want to be able to sit down, call all my customers, like start at the top of the list and just go down the list and just call everybody in one sitting. You know, that would be ideal, but I that hasn't happened. And what occurred last night is I just, thought that conversation is negative. That's a negative conversation, but I'm having it with myself. So when I can catch myself, then I can just acknowledge it and not act like it's going to go away forever. No, it's there. It's present, but I don't have to allow it to stop me. So I sat down and I said, how do I wish to be treated? Because I have a conversation about all these tools of being in communication with people. I understand texting does work and people do respond to texting, I think more so than email, but I don't like to have somebody text me, a sale's going on and I just send someone the diagram, 10% off, you know, free shipping and just the text and no explanation. And I thought, I don't like people to do that to me, so I don't want to do that to people. But what I started doing was just sending a how are you thinking of you, checking on you, especially if it's someone I haven't talked to in a long time, either a customer, friend, or family member. And I found that the time just disappeared. I thought I'd sit down for about 30 minutes, and when I looked, it was an hour had gone by because I was really thinking about those people. And one of my customers, who I haven't talked to in a while, responded immediately, "How are you doing?" She texts me back, and she's in the hospital. And I thought, oh, my goodness, hip pain, I think she said. She was dealing with a lot of hip pain. And I just text her back and let her know I'll be praying for her and I'll check on her in a few days. But I just didn't feel any need to say anything about Nikan, you know, in the moment. So it's just remembering to include myself in this customer conversation. I'm a customer too. So
that's a very good insight. Yeah,
definitely.
Good. I love that, Tyra.
Thank you.
I think we can all take that lesson. Remember to treat ourselves nicely too.
Yep.
Yeah. So true. Good one.
Anybody else that hasn't spoken yet? Or anybody that has spoken and wants to share again?
One thing that I do want to say for when Vance sent us a text a couple of weeks ago asking if Ron and I would help facilitate the Thursday night call, I was almost panic stricken. Oh my gosh. But when you just do it and you're doing it on principle because of what we've learned from ICANN, I'm really enjoying tonight just as much as if somebody else was facilitating. So I think that having confidence in yourself and knowing our work, knowing the lessons, and then just listening to what everybody else is saying, it's just fun. So thank you for this opportunity.
Renee?
Yes.
That's because we're family.
Right.
Yes, I totally agree with that, for sure. No, to be able to recognize so many voices and not really have a face to go with you guys, but it's just the sound of your voice makes my heart feel joyful.
Mine too, Renee, mine too. And thanks, Ron, for giving us a second chance to come back around. One of the things that really impressed me is the need to listen and find out what the person's why is. I've been hearing folks for years say, you got to find a person's why. But I took it to mean for a consultant to see why they wanted to do the business. But this last week, this lesson 7 made me look at when I'm approaching a person, whether I know them or not, I need to have them converse so that I figure out what it is they need, which would be the why I am going to be involved in their lives. So why for me took on a whole different tone. But now I can see how for at least a couple of years, we would get people in the house, we'd do the preview, and we'd just blast away with the process. Thought we were marvelous, but it worked a little bit, but not really well, because we didn't listen to people to figure out what their real needs were. So this time around, I can see that the why is, what is their real true need, and how can I supply that? And I might have to listen for a while, because I might have to combine a couple of things, because they might not have even crystallize the very point of what they need. They might just know they don't feel good, or they're tired of fussing with one of the children, or the marriage isn't sparkly or whatever. So in a nutshell, why? We really will get further quicker if we can figure out an individual person's reason for even needing anything that we have. And then it's up to us to figure out how to meet the need. Period.
And that doesn't necessarily happen in one conversation. It might take half a dozen conversations.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very important to do, right? We're so
we need change.
Pardon?
And as growth occurs, needs change.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Can I say something? This is Vera.
Yes, please.
Yes, I just want to say one thing. What my thing was always to make a friend first. And this is why I continuously following them up and talking to people for years and years that I know them. And so they are more friends to me. But every time we talk, I always mention Niken or find the need that they may have at that particular moment to find out more about Niken or if there is something for them that they may need. So I continuously to have, you know, many, many friends, and I'm in touch with them almost all the time, like every day. And every week, you know, we have some parties somewhere and just together. So I'm just loving to share Niken, and it's my life. And like, let's say today, this week we have someone working on our deck, doing some repairs. And, of course, right away, we made a friend and I mentioned what we do with Niken and I found out what this person has, what type of challenges, and I found out so much. Like, he has something with her hand, a mother that has an MS, things like that. So right away I had to share Niken, and you know, I was just so excited that I have something to offer as a solution for this person and maybe for one of their family members. So I do this continuously and just not taking it as a sales at all. It's pretty much just like sharing the experience and sharing why we're doing this and all this stuff. So because everybody has their own reason why they would want anything with this.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. You're being the friend that you would want to be.
Yes.
Yeah. That's wonderful. I think when we look at the world through eyes of giving, it makes a difference than looking at the world through eyes of wanting to take. And that's what ICANN and Niken does, and the humans being more by giving. We're almost at the bottom of the hour. Does anyone else have anything else they want to say?
From the survey. Go ahead.
I've been just listening, and I am so impressed with all of you folks. I didn't have much to say tonight, but I really appreciate being part of this.
Well, we're so glad that you spoke up, and just saying that's a key way also. We all have to listen sometimes, and just showing appreciation makes a huge difference. Thank you.
And you've been a very good facilitator.
Right. We agree. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Hear, hear.
Well, the first thing from the survey, access, will always work to find a solution for our client, our colleague, and our company. We have abandoned the notion of being insulted or indignant because we are clear that great leaders serve.
We are all being great leaders because we are serving. So thank you, everyone, that always comes to the Thursday night ICANN.
Thank you very much. Have a good
thank
week.
Thank you.
Ron and
this
Renee.
Is good. I'm encouraged and inspired.
Wait, there's somebody else wants to say something.
Uh-oh, who is it? Go. Who is trying to say something?
Go ahead, you just...
No, not I. Someone else had just said, was on the way to say something, and then we started saying goodbye.
I just wanted to say Ron and Renee did a great job.
Yes, they did. Thank you. It was a great meeting. Everybody be blessed this week.
Ditto, ditto.
So we're on to lesson eight.
On to lesson eight tomorrow.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Good night.